September was another bad month for auto sales in the U.S. Sales are dropping due to worries about gas prices and falling housing values. But there's another reason, too. Detroit automakers are pulling back from large fleet sales to rental car companies. Reporter Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio explains.
Rebecca Lindland is an auto analyst with Global Insight, and she says there are a couple of reasons Detroit automakers are moving away from fleet sales. For one, those sales are less profitable, and they can also hurt resale values.
If you're selling fleet to municipalities, police cars, that type, you know, corporations, those can be very, very profitable and very lucrative contracts. But if you're selling them to Avis and Hertz and Dollar, those are very, very costly in many ways.
Lindland says one of the reasons Detroit automakers became so heavily dependent on rental car sales is that they had excess inventory. GM, Ford, and Chrysler had too many plants, and work rules with United Auto Workers meant that it was cheaper to keep those plants running than to shut them down temporarily when demand declined. But now automakers have shut some plants, and they're getting more flexible work rules at the plants that remain. Last week, GM reached a tentative contract that could make their plants even more efficient. That deal is now being shopped at Ford and Chrysler. But the Wall Street Journal reports Ford and Chrysler might not go for the same deal reached at GM. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.